Last case is number 10 on the agenda, 22-027. Please just identify yourself for the record. Are we on the record?
Yes, we are.
Just making sure.
Detective Kevin Conard, Watertown Police Department, CONARD.
Okay, Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
At the time that the appellant filed his application, he indicated on the application that he was not subject to protective order in the previous 5 years. Through the background investigation, we found that that was not accurate. Also, there were, at the time, two recent incidents involving physical violence with the appellant. And with the application error and two recent incidents, the application was denied.
Sir, would you like to make an opening statement? Speak up.
For the protective order one, I didn't know the exact date the protective order was done. I did call the police department when it was ordered, and they said they had no file on it. I know that whole case when it was done, and then they said it was like off my record. But I had no idea when the date was, and it happened so long ago that I didn't really, at the time, it was like, I think I was probably 18, 19, maybe 20 at the time when it happened. So I didn't really know when it ended, but it was either like, it was that year when it ended, but it just wasn't the right month. I think it was like 3 months or something.
Are you saying you knew it was 18, 19, or 20?
I don't know.
That's what you just said?
I think so.
He was 18.
I think I was 18.
Oh, you were 8. I thought you meant the year was 2018.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I was like 18. Oh. 20, that range.
I think you were 20.
Yeah. Cause
2016, you were 20.
Yeah, because they told me once it was done and I turned 21.
The protective order was in effect until November of 17, so you were 21.
Yeah. So I think I put down the wrong month for the protective order. I think it was that year it was ending, but was the wrong month. I think I had 3 more months for it to be like 5 years till it was over. But I called and tried to figure out the day. They didn't have the day. I tried to call my lawyer. He didn't have the day. And then the physical altercations, I don't recall any physical altercations. I did have problems with my father at the time, and the cops were called, but we never got into a physical altercation.
All right, second, you may proceed.
We have not had any calls for service involving the appellant since the ones noted in his application. Were he to submit a complete and accurate application today, given the same facts and circumstances, the issuing authority would approve his application.
So the denial is based on the inaccurate application.
And the recentness of the calls for service to the time of his application. One of the calls was the altercation that resulted in the protective order.
Best if you go in order, saying this day he did this, and this day he did this, and this day he did this. It's a good record of what we're talking about. This.
I don't have the exact dates. I didn't know I was able to bring some of these reports.
If they were arrested and they were erased, you should not.
Right, and that was in the one that resulted in protective order. And then on October of 2015, he was involved in an altercation where he was working at Sunset Grill. According to the report, he did instigate the altercation, but there was one. And then following that, there were a couple calls for service at his home where I was the responding officer. And his father had said that they're having issues with him at home. Nothing resulted in physical altercations there, but those were the two incidents relied upon close to his application.
The two incidents, one was the altercation to 15, he was not the aggressor.
He was at work, got into a text message exchange, and that person showed up at his employer's, and they got into a fight there.
Physical fight?
Yes.
That's the
Sunset.
Yes.
And that was 50.
Correct.
So it's like a 30%. Then you use that for
the
basic denial?
Correct. With the issue with the restraining.
Proclivity for tumultuous behavior.
Yes.
For what?
artificial intelligence used to generate that?
No, this was before. I don't even use that stuff. This was.
Well, it's gone.
Sir, do you have any questions for the detective? You're going to be able to address us directly, but do you have questions?
No, I don't.
Ms. Ford, have any questions?
You just stated that he would issue at this point. What are we continuing?
If he submitted a new application today.
So he could withdraw on.
Well, he could withdraw. He can withdraw at any time, but.
Here's the question to ask. Do you find him suitable at this time?
Yes.
That's the question to ask.
Put that in my notes.
Based on the detective's statement that he finds the appellant suitable at this time, I make a motion to find the appellant.
I'll second.
Motion made by Colonel Overturk at 1:21 p.m., seconded by Attorney Sinetti to find for the appellant. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I think that maybe at the time, he was about 8 months. He had had the protective order for 4 years, 4 months at the time of the application. So he missed his window. He was about 8 months before he could actually check off the no box.
You're still charged with knowing your record. Just remember that. I feel which way this vote is going. Any other comments by the board?
I just echo that. Although, it looks like it's going to go. It is your responsibility.
Tony, I remember you're saying all this under oath, so.
Not
just now, but when you're signing this application, that is subject.
So before I signed it, I called the lawyer, I called the police department, I called everywhere I could. And I tried to figure it out, and everyone's telling me they didn't have any recollection, they didn't have anything on it because it wasn't, so I didn't really know. I just know, and then on top of that, I didn't know if it happened from when the case happened, when they put me on probation, when the probation ended.
It's when the protective order ends.
I know now, but no, at the time, no one was giving me a straight answer. Everyone was kind of just, I don't know. So I just tried to fill it up to the best of my knowledge.
What? If you were subject to. So I would say any time during the period.
Also, it's when it ends.
Yeah, because you're subject to it until the date that it expires. Okay, no other discussion. I'll just call the roll to be clear. Vote 4 is in favor of the appellant. Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
For the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturk.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
For the motion.
And Chair votes for the motion. So the motion passes unanimously at 1:23 p.m. Thank you, gentlemen.